Blog Talk Radio.
Yes. Y'all tell the people them, no?
Welcome to God in the Midst Christian Fellowship Ministry. Our host is Apostle Barbara Kizzy. Thank you for joining us today. Our lines will be open so you can call 516-418-5699 with your comments, questions, personal prophecy, or prayer requests. Again, our number is 516-418-5699. 418-5699. And God bless to everyone who called in and everyone in the chat room. God in the Midst, otherwise known as GITM or Get'em Radio, is an apostolic ministry whose charge is to help encourage, edify, and equip the people of God who are called to home churches, small churches, our parachurch ministries. For those of you who are joined us for the first time, home churches, small churches, and parachurch ministries may be small in number, but we know when we are faithful with a few things, the Lord make us ruler over much. We are featuring home, small, and parachurch ministries by interviewing them as well as presenting special, encouraging, and educational things monthly. We hope that as you hear these broadcasts, the Lord will confirm what he has placed on your heart. It may encourage you to step out boldly. It may even catapult you to the next dimension in the Lord and ministry.
Y'all tell the people that, no?
Glory to God. Yes, the Lord our God in the midst. He is mighty. Hallelujah. Welcome to God in the Midst, Get'em Radio, Thursday night edition. Hallelujah. So good to see all of you on the line already tonight. God bless you all. We're going to open up with a word of prayer. Lord, we bless your name. We bless your name, Lord God. Hallelujah. You are the Holy One, the Glorious One, the True and Living One. Holy, 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 Lord God Almighty. The whole earth is filled with your glory. And we thank you, Lord God, that your word says that if two or more are gathered together in your name, there you are in the midst. Hey, 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 thank you, Lord, for being in the midst tonight. Thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. Thank you for touching us tonight, Lord God. Hallelujah. Just exactly where we need to be touched in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord God, for a healing touch. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God, for a deliverance touch in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. Whatever it is, Lord God, in our body, in our mind, our will, our emotions, touch it all, Lord, for your glory, your honor, and your praise, Lord God. We love you so much. Thank you, Lord, for our speakers today. Hallelujah. That we just flow by your spirit in one accord in the name of Jesus, so that you get not only the glory, but the maximum glory. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Well, we are back, and here we are already on the fourth Thursday in the month of March, and we have been having an awesome time. Hallelujah. I feel the presence of God, y'all, for real. Come on. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Amen. So this is our part four with Minister Jackie O'Kelly. She is a wonderful, beautiful woman of God who has been blessed with generational blessings from the Lord. She's a gifted author, artist, singer, songwriter, and musician. Hallelujah. So we have heard her music. Praise God. We've seen her artwork. We've heard her testimony. We've just had a super wonderful time with her. And tonight, first, we're going to get to meet her husband. Hallelujah, Minister Keith Kelly. And then we're going to get to hear about her book. We're going to go through, she has two books, and so we're going to go through those two books. And God has done something really wonderful. I'm loving this, where her book is related to her music. You know, God will multitask on you now. Amen. And so this is a beautiful, beautiful thing. So first we're going to have, we welcome you, Minister Jackie O. Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
So good to have you back with us.
Thank you. Thank you. It's almost like a habit now. Just coming on,
right.
You know, Thursday,
right.
And
right.
Meeting a new family. Amen. Yeah, it's good.
Yes, hallelujah. Thank you for saying that. Yes, we your family. Glory to God.
Yes,
the family,
amen,
that you had when you became a Christian, and we just now meeting each other.
That's
and
right.
We thank
That's
the Lord
right.
for it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So you told me some wonderful things about your husband. And
yes.
I want you to tell the audience something wonderful about your husband as he comes on and just is led by the Lord to just greet us today.
Amen. Well, you know, I can't only pick one thing that's wonderful. He's got a lot of wonderful qualities, and we've been married for 26 years. You know, sometimes you be married so long, you kind of forget the years. I think that I ask him today, is it 25 or 26? And I believe it's 26. I'd have to go back and look. but you know, we've gotten so used to one another and everything. So anyway, my husband, Minister Keith Kelly, he is a minister of the word, and he is also a new author. He wrote his first book last year or this year. He's going to probably talk about that a little bit when he comes on in a few seconds. But he has been my team player, my supporter throughout my music career. He started off managing me when we first got married. He managed me, and we did a lot of things. I mean, you know, not knowing really what the music industry is all about until you dive right into it. And he's given it 100%. He dove right into it and just kind of directed my quote-unquote career at that time. And so we're just, you know, I'm just very excited to introduce to you guys. He's a man of, excitement. When you get, you'll probably hear it in his voice. He's funny. He's really a comedian, and I'm hoping that he would just tap into that pretty soon because God has given him that gift, and he's given him a gift of leadership and just so many great qualities. So his book is called, he's going to talk about his book, But his book is called Focus on Jesus and Not the Storm. He will talk about that. He made it for number one bestseller, and we both hit the number one book bestseller on Amazon. But but for his first book, he did very well with it. So, Keith, you are going to have to, whatever I missed, you can just bring it right on in. So, everybody,
well,
and
I'm
going to
say,
husband.
I'm going to.
Oh, okay.
Oh, I want to say one thing, and then you can just welcome him one more time. Sang with you. He also sang
That's
a
right.
song with you that I was going
right.
to play before. But I'm going to play this after he sings, and it's called "I Will Wait." Amen.
Yes.
And he sang with you. Praise God.
Yes. Thank you for reminding me of that. Yes, he sings as well. Yes, he did. You're going to hear two songs. I believe of him singing on there on the album. So now it's time to introduce Keith Kelly. And Minister Keith Kelly, there you are.
Thank you. Thank you. Praise the Lord. And I tell you, I definitely want to get a tape of what Jackie just said, because we're going to play that in the house all the time. That is something that we're going to be playing quite a bit here in the Kelly household. Thank you. Thank you, dear. I love you.
Love you too.
First of all, Minister Kizzy, is it Kizzy?
Yes. Apostle Kizzy.
I had a second cousin. Really, it was my first cousin to my mother. And her name was Kizzy, and I used to think that was the I never heard a name like that. I love that name.
I
do love Jim Radio.
That's her last name.
Well, that name just is, when I heard it, I said, man, that reminded me of when I was a little kid hearing Kizzy, I thought, wow, what a name, and I like Get 'em Radio. I love that name. That's a very assertive name, especially in these last days, how we're supposed to go out and go and tell people about Jesus Christ.
Amen.
That's beautiful.
It's the first letters of God in the midst. But, get them. It says a lot. Go ahead. Thank you.
Amen. And then also, I love the fact that you focus in on house churches, small churches, and parachurches, because people don't realize that even in the biblical times when the Lord walked the face of the earth and after he ascended up to heaven, a lot of the churches and a lot of things that were going on were small churches. And they don't realize also, and house churches, you remember when Peter got delivered out of jail, he went over to the house that they were praying at. He was at the door at that time and stuff. Those are house churches, right? And even now in America doesn't really, a lot of people in America don't know this or don't realize this, that a lot of the people that are in closed countries, what I mean by that, closed to the gospel, they do house churches because they can't do big spectacular, they have to go underground. And many of them do house churches with very few people at the services and stuff because they have to just do it that way because they have to, it's not an open country. So, I really appreciate hearing that in your introduction as your ministry. I've been really dedicated, in the gospel. I thank God for his mercy, first of all, because, who am I? I'm a servant of the Lord, love the Lord with all my heart and all my soul. And I just want to, just give God all the glory because I could do nothing without him. But anyway, I've written a book, like Jackie said. My book is called Focus on Jesus and Not the Storm, God's Non-Negotiables to the Christians in America. I put a little tag on there, because I read somewhere that it incites interest. It says God's Non-Negotiables to the Christians in America. My tag is Insider Tells All. Anyway. So I know a lot of people say, where did that come from? I said, it was just a little tagline. But anyway, and what the book talks about, and I love talking about the book because I really believe this is a message God has given me to tell everybody because it's so important. If you're a Christian and you don't read the Bible, you're plain. You can't know the personality of God without reading the Bible. You can't know what he wants, what he requires of us. You can't understand about his mercy. You can't understand about the will of God. I mean, a lot of people, you must read the Bible. And I'm a data person. I love data. And I found out that less than 16% of the people in Christians that profess Christianity read the Bible daily and at least an hour a day. Only 16% of all Christians do that. Now, the second chapter of my book is called, it talks about, to give you an example, the most powerful man that ever walked the face of the earth was Jesus Christ, God in the flesh, and he prayed all the time. Chapter 2, you must pray. If you're a Christian and you don't pray, you're playing. You're just playing games. You're not playing. Jesus prayed all night long before he picked his 12 disciples. He literally prayed all night. So it was important to pray. And then number three, chapter three, is you must tell other people about Jesus. 82% of all Christians in America do not know what the Great Commission is. The Great Commission is Jesus didn't call it that, but it's been called the Great Commission. With the last thing Christ told his disciples, and we are his disciples to do, is to go tell others about the gospel of Jesus Christ and to make disciples. Mm-hmm. That was what before he ascended up to heaven. And so that's called the Great Commission. And I'll tell you again, 82% of the people don't, 82% of Christians, they either don't know what that means, never heard, don't know it, what it means, or can't explain what it means. They might have heard it, but can't explain. Then number four, chapter four, there's a staggering statistic that I found out. It came out from Bible.org online. The 95% of all Christians, this is staggering, 95% of all Christians have never led one soul to Jesus Christ. And so there in America, we've heard the gospel, we've heard the gospel so much now. I'm not saying there's a lot of people still lost in America. A lot of people are, backslidden. A lot of people don't even want to hear the gospel no more. It's gone from bad to worse. I mean, there's all kinds of things out there. But there are, of the 7.8 billion people in the world, 3.5 billion of them live in closed countries. What that means is they live in countries that you will either get killed, you will lose your job, you will lose your finances, you will lose your home. You'll be in prison for preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ. That is a closed country. So you like North Korea is a closed country. A lot of parts of Russia are closed country. China, they try to act like they're open, but they're a closed country. You got all India. A lot of places in India, they're closed country. So that's 3.5 billion people. And of the 3.5 billion people, 1.5 billion people have never heard the gospel of Jesus Christ. We need to be concerned about that. And the reason we need to be concerned, because it says in Matthew that this gospel shall be preached to all nations, and then the end shall come. And we're right on the edge right now. It says we're right on the edge of the end of the world. The reason I say that is because we found out that when he said this gospel shall be preached to all nations. Nations means ethos. Ethos means people group. So we found out something very interesting that, give an example, there's thousands of people groups in the world. What is a people group? China, we look at China as all Chinese. But the interesting part of it is China has 110 different dialects. Some of them don't even understand each other. See what I'm saying? So they call them, they call all those different dialects people groups. So the people groups are Wycliffe Bible Institute. They are, they're out of Orlando. They're given the charge of, translating the Bible into all these people groups' languages. Well, they figure by the year 2033 that all languages in the world will have the Bible in their language.
Mm-hmm.
That's interesting because this comes up at the same time as all these end time signs are going on about Israel. I mean, there's a lot of things happening right there that a lot of people just don't pay attention to. But it is happening. I believe Jesus Christ coming back to earth again. I believe that we're heading to the end of time. And we're right in the midst of it right now. So that's my story, and I'm sticking to it.
Amen. Amen. Wow. That's good. Thank you. Thank you. Well, you know, I have the heart of an evangelist. And so, hearing that is very interesting. And I've always noticed that, you know, in the United States, thank God, you know, 9 chances out of 10, we can lead somebody to Christ. And at this point in time, you won't get put in jail. And people, you know, feel like, you know, they'll be embarrassed or they'll be rejected or something, but nobody takes a gun out and nobody takes you to jail at this point in time.
That's true.
Thank you, Jesus. Amen. And on our Get 'Em Radio family of broadcasts, most of our broadcasts, we pray the prayer of salvation. And if we do that, and we're going to do that today, we do that because someone may call in and not be saved.
Mm-hmm.
We also do it because we're helping people to learn how to lead somebody to Jesus.
Amen.
Because there are many, many opportunities to lead someone to Christ. There are many opportunities. The Instacart people come to your house. Several of them have gotten saved. At my front door, in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Yeah, we go to the grocery store every now and then. We go to the doctor's office and all that. And we, you know, we have to be ready because when people's hearts are open, we have to be ready to bring them on in.
Amen.
That's beautiful that's phenomenal that you realize that, sis. See, that's far too many people preach so many other things, but they don't, you know, preach the simplicity of the gospel. Like, I have a lot of very conservative friends. I mean, you know, the guys that, you know, some of them, you know, have fought, God bless them, but some of them have kind of fallen into a lot of those conspiracy theories, and they spend their time talking about all those conspiracy theories.
I know what you're talking about.
Uh-huh.
I understand what you're talking about.
I have an evangelist that does a lot of work in Africa. That he's written several books. And I want to mention one of his books too. It's The 4 Steps to Revival, and he's taken that book to Africa and it's taken off like fire. And there's ministers that are winning souls and they're planting house churches and they're doing all kinds of things. And we talk all the time. He says, man, you know, in America, you know, there's very few people that have that fire that you have, sister, because they don't realize that you're always in the mission field. You always have an opportunity to tell people the gospel of Jesus Christ. You know, I came from a ministry that had, and I'll tell you how I got saved. I was walking on Hollywood Boulevard. I was 15 years old. And it's been a few years ago, and I'll tell you when it was. It was the late 60s, 1960s, early 70s. And I was walking on, and I tell this testimony all the time. I really wanted to. I'm from Fresno, California, but I went to my cousin's house, my aunt's house in Los Angeles, and me and my cousin, first cousin, were going to meet in Hollywood Boulevard later on in the afternoon. So I went early. I went about 12 noon. And the only reason I went to Hollywood Boulevard is I wanted to do something crazy. I wanted, you know, because, you know, you got to think of the time. I mean, the hippies were still out there. You know, peace and love movement was still going on. The Black Panthers were marching strong. The Harry Christians, I mean, it was a lot of activity going on in Hollywood, right? So I wanted to get into something, you know, just wicked. That's just what I wanted to do. As soon as I got off the bus, not long after, a lady approached me and gave me a gospel tract. And she said, you know, Jesus Christ is coming back to earth again, and if you don't repent of your sins, there's a burning hell, and you're going to burn in hell forever. I said, what? what did you say? You know, where did this come from? You know what I mean? And I was floored. And I went to church that night, and I gave my heart to the Lord Jesus Christ, and I'll tell you. You know, it took someone to have the boldness to tell me that Jesus is coming back, that you must be born again. And that's what a lot of people is lacking. I mean, a lot of church tonight, you know, have replaced repentance with prosperity. And they've changed the things that we should be concerned about. We need to be concerned about simplicity and telling people the gospel. Like I tell my conservative friends, well, how do you witness to somebody that you know wants to talk about all this, you know, political stuff? How do you witness to them? How do you just tell them the simplicity of the gospel?
Yeah. Amen.
We don't. You know, Paul said it's not with excellency of words.
Mr. Keith, we're gonna have to get together and talk, okay? We're gonna have to get together and talk because this is good. Amen. Yeah. Amen. So, well, thank you so much for joining us and sharing with us and sharing your fiery heart for evangelism. Amen.
Amen.
I'm with you on that. Like 100%.
Amen.
So, thank you so much. So,
thank you.
I hope you hang out with us, you know, until the end. We'd like for you to close us out in prayer tonight, okay? If you're still available.
Okay.
All right. Thank you so much, sir. God bless you.
Thanks, Keith. There he is. Amen. He need to show all. He need to show all to himself because he's got a lot to share. So.
I hear it, and I, you know, oh, this is so good. And I was like, oops, if we don't get started with your book, the time will be over. So, I was enjoying myself.
That's good,
Minister Keith. Amen. So that's my heart, evangelism.
Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Praise God.
Okay. So, for those of you who just joined us, you may have heard the end of our previous conversation, and that was with our Minister Jackie O's husband, Minister Keith Kelly. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
And he has a heart for evangelism. And I,
Amen.
You know, the Bible said, didn't our hearts burn? Hallelujah. And my heart's just burning, just knowing, you know, what God has placed in him for evangelism to focus on the Lord. He was telling us about his book, Focus on Jesus, Not on the Storm. And I think he just released his book recently, Kelly, K-E-L-L-E-Y. So he's on Amazon as well? Okay.
Yes,
so,
he's on Amazon, yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Yes.
So,
yes.
Check that out. So now,
Amen.
This month, we began with Minister Jackie O. Kelly's testimony. So we got to hear her testimony, which was awesome. All that she's done this month, all that we've done with her this month, you can go back and listen to every broadcast in its entirety. Our podcasts are out there. The easiest way to get there is to Google Gitim Radio, G-I-T-M Radio, and Gitim, the first letters of Gitim is God in the Midst. So it's Get 'Em Radio. And you look that up, and you'll get to our Blog Talk Radio platform, and you're able to listen to Minister Jackie O as well as our about 1,200 podcasts of many different topics that we have out there,
wow.
including cryptocurrency, how to buy a house,
wow.
hallelujah, how to buy health insurance. Amen. And so we talk about a lot of things there, even how to get
wow.
your 501c3. Glory to God.
Mm.
So
okay.
You can go on to our Get 'Em Radio platform. I mean, our Get 'Em Radio on our Blog Talk Radio platform, and you can hear all of that. So let's get to the books tonight. We've heard the testimony. We've heard the music. We've seen the art, glory to God, and then this week we will go into the books, and these books
Amen.
Are wonderful. So tell us, go jump right in, tell us we've got two books, tell us about the books.
Oh, yes, you mean, oh, yes. Well, the first book is called Forgiven Songs and Devotions, and at the time when I wrote this book, I was with a company called Tate Publishing, and Tate Publishing had opened up a music side of their business, and so I was able to also use write my songs from the album Forgiven Songs, and the album is called Forgiven, and so I was able to write a book concerning those songs that's the same theme, talking about forgiveness. Or unforgiveness, but we have to know that we're forgiven. And so, what they did is that with the book, you were able to go in and access the music. But since they closed down, they're no longer in operation. You're not able to access the music, but there's still the CD that can go with this book, Forgiven Songs and Devotions. So that was my very first book that I wrote, and then the second book is called Stepping Out, Moving Forward, Songs and Devotions. And God had given me a vision or an opportunity to write about my songs. Just like I always say, my song there's a saying that I says, and I want to say it right. I wrote it down somewhere. My song is my music, and my music is, I mean, my songs are, oh gosh, I'll come back to that because I'm kind of, but I can't write a song without writing something about it, you know. So there's a story behind all the songs that I write. So this one, Stepping Out, Moving Forward, Songs and Devotion, also is the same type of book, but what you can do is use a scan to go in and listen to the songs as you read it. There's a QR code that you can scan to be able to hear the songs as I talk about it in my book. So that's where you wanted me to go, right, sis? Is
right.
Talk about that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay.
And then that little cool little QR code, it's a square. And,
yes.
If you have a QR code on your app, the QR code, a reader or a scanner on your app,
yes.
Then you can, pull it up like that, and it'll just come right on your phone. You can also go to YouTube or go to her website as well.
Yeah,
amen.
Yeah. God had given me that he just dropped that in my spirit. How can I, my question was, how can I write a book and talk about the song? And people don't get to hear it. So
yeah.
it just dropped in my spirit. The QR code, you can scan it just like you do everything, and it'll take you right to the song. So, and I asked the people, when I was writing the book, the company I was writing, well, actually Amazon, how can I do that? And then it told me it was easy. Not many people do it, not many people hear about it. You probably hear more about it now, But now, at the time when I was writing it, you hardly heard anybody writing a book and about your songs, and then you can access it while you're reading the book and listen to it. It also comes electronically. See, and I thought that was the only way you can do it is electronically, but I found out that you can do it through the book. Yeah, so.
Amen.
So that's how the books are set up. Yeah, yes. And I've also designed the cover of the album and the cover of the book with my artwork. It's on the back of the book. I mean, the front of the book is my artwork with me in the middle of it. If you don't have the, well, you have a copy of it, Sister Kizzy.
Yeah. For those who got a text today from me, her book cover is on the text, and so hopefully you're able to see it from that. Amen.
Yes.
So you're saying the stepping out and moving forward. You drew the you painted. And then you put your picture in the painting, which
in
is
the
so
middle
cool.
of it. Yeah, well, the company did that. I told them I wanted to, and I designed also the CD. If a person didn't want to read, but if they wanted to hear the music, you can also get the CD by itself, and it has my artwork. You can see it looks like the book. It looks just like the book with me in the middle of it, but in the back of that CD is a full painting. It's the back of me, and it's a full painting. Yeah, so so that's how it's set up. Yeah,
that's beautiful. And I don't know that I've seen it before. It's creative, very nice.
Oh,
now,
thank you.
While we're talking about the cover for Forgiving. Now that's quite a picture there. You can see
me.
That depending on where you are, you can like.
Yeah.
Look at that. Your picture is a picture of you,
and
it looks like either you're resting very peacefully, or you're asking God for forgiveness, depending
on where
your mind is.
Yeah, well, that's what it is being humble before the Lord. And it's at that time, and you can see my hair was in locks. I used to, you know, that was at that time writing that book. It was very sentimental. It was very and I still am surrendered, but I was in a place where I was always just seeking God and just hungering for him. And so I just had that idea of putting, you know, a scarf around my head. It does look like I'm asleep. I never thought of it that way. But, it's like I'm praying. It's like being before the Lord, you know, in prayer. So that was the thing I wanted to convey.
Okay. Well, no, I didn't think you were asleep. It doesn't look like you're asleep.
Okay,
To me, it looks like you're resting in the presence of the Lord because you've received the forgiveness, or you're talking
there you
to
go.
Him about being forgiven.
Yes.
Thought about when I looked at it.
Oh, good, because that's what I wanted it to convey is that. So.
Okay.
Yes.
And a beautiful red rose. I'm sure that has a meaning with the notes coming out of it, around it.
Yeah. Well, you know what? It's because it's about songs. What's inside, the way the book is set up, and it's also for the second book, Stepping Out, Moving Forward, what it is, how it's set up, that you have the content, of course. But each chapter is, like the one, like you already heard, Be Free. You've been playing
That's
Be Free on the broadcast.
Yeah.
Yes. well, the lyrics are in, how it's set up for each chapter, the lyrics are in there. So I put the lyrics in, and then there's a devotional with scriptures and everything concerning that song. This song just happened to be a prophetic song that the Holy Spirit inspired me to write. The chapters, each chapter is broken up in three parts. One is the lyrics of the song, and behind that would be devotionals, like I'll have scriptures about the song, and then the story behind the music would be the last part of it, the story behind the music. and it just talks about how that song was given to me, you know. So that's the story behind the music. So each song, I think there's 10 songs, and it's the same thing for Stepping Out, Moving Forward, the same kind of concept, except you have the QR code where you can access the music. That's the only difference. And so each chapter, if there's 10 songs, there's 10 chapters that's broken up that way. Now, Be Free was a little different because Be Free was prophetic, and I didn't go into why that song came to me. That's another whole story and another whole book, I'm telling you, because when God gave me that song for a group of people to be free, it was really for that moment. And that's, like I said, that's another conversation, so I won't go into that, how that song was written. But it was to free people from bondage, that were in a group of people, that to free them from the bondage that the enemy had them in, or had all of us in. So that's another story. So, but the Stepping Out, Moving Forward is the same. It's the same thing. You get the lyrics, you have the scriptures, and the story behind the music.
Amen. Okay. Let's hear a song. And, I wanted to start with Forgiven, but
yes.
Something's going on here. I really wanted to start with that, but something's going on here, but we'll get it together. But
okay.
Child of God.
Yes.
In the Forgiven songs and devotion. Let's start with that, and then we'll get the other one together in just a moment, hopefully.
Okay.
So you start with the lyrics, as you were saying.
Yes. Yes.
And then you talk about it. And this is so beautiful with the child of God. You talk about being a butterfly. But before we go into that, I want to play the song. So
okay.
We can all hear.
That would be good. That would be good.
Okay. So we're going to play the song now.
Illuminating my mind, He leads me in the way that I should go in all affairs of life. A stranger's voice I will not follow, His voice the only one I hear. He leads me by an inward by the Spirit of God. I am a child of God, born of the Spirit, filled with the Spirit, led by the Spirit of God. God's word lights every situation, even when the light seems very dim. Oh, God's got the answer to your question when you search for Him and let Him in. Oh, just like a shepherd, He will lead us. He restores my soul. He leads me in the path of righteousness. His love has made me I am a child of God, born of the Spirit.
led by the Spirit of God. I am a child of God. Oh, oh, I'm a child of God. Yeah,
I'm a child of God.
Oh,
I'm a child of God.
Hey, oh, yeah. Do you want to be, do you want to be, do you want to be, do you want to be a child of God?
Happy. And you know, I think every now and then you need to hear a song like that and dance to it, you know.
That's right.
Yeah, I'm a child of God, you know?
Yeah. We have to be reminded of who we are when we're going through things, and, you know, whose we are, you know.
Amen. 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 Now, I like in the book where you talk about the beautiful thing about being born again is like being a butterfly, like a butterfly.
Yes. Well, do you want me to, I can read that portion of that. You want me to read it a little bit? It's,
yeah,
but that's what it reminds me of. I'm sorry.
Go ahead. Yes.
Okay.
Some of it.
Okay. It says, a beautiful thing about being born again is new life, of being born of the Spirit of God. We can learn so much from the nature, like the butterfly, for instance. Its life cycle has four stages, like the butterfly, for instance. Okay, wait, it has four stages. The egg, the larva, which is the caterpillar, and the pupa, and the adult. And it says somewhere through that cycle, the butterfly goes through a metamorphosis. In my mind, I look at being born again as going through a metamorphosis like a butterfly. When we are renewed spiritually, it takes us to another level in life. We still have to watch out for danger and everything else what life throws at us. But we are able to survive and live in the midst of it. So, and then it goes, as you read about more about it's like being renewed, born again, and allowing the Father to be in control of our lives. So that's what, it goes more. I didn't want to spend a whole lot of time reading it. You just have to get the book and get the full idea of how the Lord ministered that the song about being a child of God. What a privilege to be a child of God. We have privileges to be of being a child of God. So amen. Not everybody's a child of God. So
amen. And if you're not for sure, hang with us, and we'll tell you
that's
how
right.
to become. Of God.
You can be.
Amen.
Amen.
Now let's go to the title of the book is called Forgiven,
yes.
Songs and Devotions. So let's hear, we may not hear the whole song, but we'll hear
okay.
a part of it about Forgiven.
Amen.
It's so wonderful to know that we are forgiven, and
Amen.
It's also good to be one who forgives. Amen.
Yes.
SOG Production. Jackie O. Yeah, I know you're forgiven, man.
Yeah. what people say. They're gonna talk about you anyway. You gotta make up in your mind you're here to stay. Just then, just remember what God said in His Word. He says, I washed away, that's what I heard. It doesn't matter what has occurred.
Hallelujah. We cut it off a little soon, but that was so good. Amen.
No, it's okay. Amen.
Yeah, I love, you know, you are forgiven, and sometimes we need to hear that and let that soak into us to know we are forgiven and why. The lyrics are so good. Why we're forgiven, not because we were so great and wonderful, but because of what the Lord did for us. Hallelujah.
Amen. It's, you know, that song, you know, it's really, you know, when I write songs, sometimes I don't listen to them myself. And then it was refreshing to hear it again and to really understand what God says about forgiveness. And how the Lord is very important to Him that we must forgive and to love our brother and sister, and to, you know, because He said, you know, there's all kind of scriptures that talks about that we need to really walk in forgiveness, forgiving ourselves and forgiving others for what they've done for us. Because if you don't, just like I said in the song "Letting Go," you can't grow, you can't go any further unless you let go. You can't go any further unless you forgive. And I find myself having to really hold myself to that as well, even though I wrote the song. And, you know, I always say that I write the song first to me. It has to get to me before it can get to anyone else. I have to be convicted of it before it convicts anyone else. And so forgive, you'd be so surprised. And I know you have more things to cover, sis, but you'd be so surprised how many people are holding on to things. You can be a bishop, a preacher. It doesn't matter who you are. It doesn't matter. You can hold on to things from the past, and if you don't take care of it, it shows up in another way. It shows up in another way in your future. And that means, you know, and so I talk about that in the book as well. But you must forgive so you can be free. You're not free if you don't forgive. You're not free.
That's right. Amen.
Yeah.
And what I've learned about forgiveness is that freedom is the freedom to love.
That's
because
right.
Unforgiveness stops us from loving.
That's right.
And being loved. The way God
Amen.
Wants us to be loved.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen.
And
praise God.
Yeah, you have scriptures here. We're going to kind of hang here for a moment. I'm just hearing
okay.
the Lord say, Barbara, slow down.
Okay.
I'm slowing down, Lord, in Jesus' name. I'm going to slow down.
Amen.
The time is in
Amen.
Amen.
But
there, you know, somebody may need to hear this tonight. Or maybe not tonight, but somebody may be going through this in the year 2055. I always say that year. That's the year we turn 100, right? And so somebody may need to hear this. And I was looking at, you know, what you said. You do have some scriptures here as well. And then
yeah.
you say, when you forgive, you do not change the past. But you sure
I was just looking at that.
The future.
Amen.
Go ahead and
Amen.
The rest of those.
That's very good.
Amen.
I was just looking at that, sis. Yes, when you forgive, you do not change the past, but you sure can change the future. And then it says, forgive others as quickly as you expect God to forgive you. If God didn't forgive you, we would be messed up. We would be just totally
yeah.
messed up. And the next line says, true forgiveness is when you can say, thank you for that experience. And then
yeah,
the last
that's good.
And then yes, and the other one says forgive yourself for your faults and your mistakes and move on. Okay, and then the last one says you will begin to heal when you let go of the past hurt. The past hurt. Forgive those who have wronged you. And learn to forgive yourself for your mistakes. So sometimes we can, and I have a tendency to do that too sometimes, is to really be hard on myself about things. And I had to learn how to say, Lord, you know, if you've forgiven me, I have to forgive. I have to be, you know, I have to receive that forgiveness. And I have to forgive myself as well. So, and I found that I'm more freer and I can love. And I can truly,
Amen.
Genuinely love people. I can truly, genuinely, I'm telling you, I can truly,
oh,
genuinely
Amen.
Love the person that has hurt me and move on. And that's it ain't take nothing but God to do that. For me, that was,
Amen.
You know, it's God healing me because I'm telling you, people can really hurt you and everything. And so I have to, I'm reading that back to myself as well. Go ahead, sis. Did you want to say something else?
Yeah, I did. You know, when
mm-hmm.
the Lord took some extensive time teaching me about forgiveness, I'm not saying we're done and I've arrived on it, but I learned a lot about forgiveness. And one, the thing that touched me so much is when Jesus was on the cross, he was bleeding.
Oh, yeah.
He was in pain.
Yeah.
He was hanging on the cross. He had the nails in him
and
everything. And he was saying, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. And even if we know, even if people knew, say, oh, no, they knew what they were doing. They knew, but they didn't know the full spiritual impact of what they were
they
doing.
Didn't.
They may have plotted and planned that thing out, but they didn't know the fullness that
That's
thing
it.
Was what they were doing in the spirit. And
That's
you know,
right.
he said, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. And what I was taught to do was say, Lord, put your forgiveness in my heart.
That's right.
I need the kind of forgiveness that you can forgive somebody while you're in pain, because you may forgive
mm-hmm.
them when you just, you know, you're feeling good, your belly full, you know.
That's right. That's
it's
right.
a happy
That's
day.
Right.
Okay, I
mm-hmm.
forgive them. But, I mean, when a person is in pain and they're, you know, hanging on a cross, and bleeding and everything, and still saying, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. I need that kind of forgiveness.
That's right. Absolutely.
You know, and I, you know, prayed that to have that kind of forgiveness. So we're going to move on. But before we move on, I just want to give everybody an opportunity to ask God, you know, to put that forgiveness in their heart. So they can release out love and forgiveness. Now, this may seem like a little small thing to do, but I'm telling you, it is powerful. It is absolutely powerful. And it will absolutely change your life. So we're not going to hear you saying this, but we're going to say it. And by the Spirit of the Lord, you say it and be fully engaged in it. And you're going to see a change immediately. So,
Amen. Hallelujah. Amen.
You know,
Thank you, Lord.
While we're doing this, we're going to kind of multitask a little bit with this. we're going to do salvation prayer, and then we're going to go into forgiveness. Praise God.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
And so it looks. Sounds like you can hear me good, and we can just go. So can you just repeat after me, Minister Kelly, to Jackie O? Okay.
Yes.
All right. And we know the first part you don't really need, but you're doing it because you're practicing with everybody else
who's ready to
lead people to Jesus. So I want to say the some scriptures first. John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believes in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. So this is a love thing. God is not trying to beat you over the head, but he loves you. He loves you so much that he actually died for you and for me. And as we said, as he was on the cross dying, he said, Father, forgive them. And then Romans 10:9 lets us know exactly how to be born again. And this is also in the book under Child of God. And that scripture says, if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you shall be saved.
Amen.
So the greatest forgiveness is to ask Jesus to come into your heart and into your life. Amen. Because that's a humble thing to do that. So confessing with your mouth, is believing in your heart, is making a choice to believe what the Bible says. It's over 2,000 years ago. You were not there. I was not there. And so we have to choose to believe by faith. And lay hold to it by faith and receive it by faith, and the salvation comes. Hallelujah. Don't try to figure it out. Just do it.
Amen.
And you will see the difference. So repeat after me, Minister Jackie. Dear Lord Jesus.
Sure. Dear Lord Jesus.
I believe.
I believe.
You died for me.
You died for me.
And God raised.
And God raised you.
From the dead.
From the dead.
Come into my heart.
Come into my heart.
Come into my life.
Come into my life.
Put your forgiveness.
Put your forgiveness.
In my heart.
In my heart.
And I thank you right now.
And I thank you right now.
For being my Lord.
For being my Lord.
And being my Savior.
And being my Savior.
And right now.
And right now.
I release out.
I release out
love,
love,
And forgiveness.
And forgiveness.
To everyone.
To everyone.
Who has hurt me.
Who has hurt me.
And everyone.
And everyone.
Who has done me wrong.
Who has done me wrong.
I truly forgive them now.
I truly forgive them now.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
And amen. Thank you, Lord.
And amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. And Lord Hallelujah. God, right now, those who received you for the first time, thank you, Lord.
Yes,
Hallelujah. I don't know if I'm perceiving this for the future or from right now, but something has happened to somebody. God is touching somebody right now. Hallelujah.
Thank
you for
you,
being
Lord.
Obedient and praying this prayer. Thank you. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
God sees
Hallelujah.
He sees you right now. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father God.
Thank you, Jesus.
We thank you, Lord God, that we just commit and commend them to you right now in the name of Jesus.
Yes,
we thank you, Lord,
yes, God.
For filling each and every one with your Holy Spirit and with power. Power to
yes.
live right, power to walk right, power to just continue to forgive in the name
yes.
of Jesus. Hallelujah.
You,
power to have that freedom to love everybody. Like you
yes,
love.
Lord.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
That agape love, Lord God. Thank you for
yes.
shedding it abroad in all of our hearts by your Holy
yes.
Spirit. Thank you for it right now, Lord. In the name
thank
of
you,
Jesus.
Lord.
We bless
in the name
you.
Of Jesus.
We honor you and we adore you. In Jesus' name. Amen.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Lord. Glory, glory.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Okay. I'm trying to be obedient here.
Go ahead, sir.
Go to your next song. We're
yeah.
still going to open up the lines.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you all for praying with us as we were praying.
Yes.
Thank you so much. Amen.
Amen.
I know that just wasn't the two of us praying here.
Amen.
More was going on. More was going on in the spirit. Hallelujah. Let's hear Stepping Out and Moving Forward. This is the second book, and we're going to try to get to both of these songs here. Maybe we'll just play a little bit of it. Amen. Stepping
okay.
out and moving forward. And
yes.
then just be prepared. We're going to talk about that for a few moments. And I hope you all have some nice questions and stuff when we open up the line or just to even encourage the woman of God. Praise God.
Amen.
Stepping
Amen.
Out and moving forward.
on things ahead, and every promise that he said. Forgetting those things behind me, reaching forth for the things before me. You hold my world in your hand.
Amen.
I'm just talking with the mute on. Amen. Stepping out and moving forward. Hallelujah.
Okay.
And I'm like, anything. You're not hearing what I was saying.
Praise God.
This is some serious multitasking we're doing here. I see the story behind the music is you're about to move.
Yes.
From
California. Yes, that's when we left California. We felt like God was calling us out of. We have reached the glass ceiling, I call it, and it was just time for us to leave. And just, you know, I base it on the scriptures from and the theme of that. We did a concert. I performed a concert called Stepping Out, Moving Forward, and that was our exit. That was our exit concert. It was just. And all the songs were centered around that, but the scripture that had come to me that how God has been dealing with us was 1 Chronicles 4:10, where it talked about it's the prayer of Jabez. You've heard of the prayer of Jabez?
Absolutely.
And it says, and Jabez called on the God of Israel, saying, "Oh, that thou wouldest bless me indeed and enlarge my coast or my territory, and that thine hand might be with me, and that thou wouldest keep me from evil, and that it may not grieve me." And God granted him that which he requested. It was time for, you know, I prayed that prayer, the prayer of Jabez, to enlarge our territory. We it was just, you know, my husband and I were both just feeling how strong that we needed to just leave California. And little did I know that he was going to do everything that he's done up to this point. I mean, he's done how God is opening doors, and this is part of this journey with being on this broadcast with you, sister. You know, and how he's enlarging my territory. He's still giving me visions and dreams of what to do while I'm here. It's just like even just today, I wouldn't say I'm not a supernatural vision, but he dropped it in my spirit of my purpose, and it's not all clear yet. But it's
Amen.
stepping out beyond what you know. Sometimes we can get so comfortable in just doing the norm, but God called us, some of us, to do many exploits. He's called us to get out and to tell the world about him in whatever way, whatever means necessary. You know, and it just so happened to be that God uses me through song and through writing and my interaction with people. He uses me to, you know, and stepping outside of my comfort zone, just like what I'm doing here. I never talked so much in my life. I mean, I don't remember ever talking so much on a blog talk. I just think, like, I don't run out of things to say. But that's what that song was about, and that we were just stepping out into new ground.
Amen.
Yeah.
And you know what? What I just heard was this: it's not a coincidence that you did the Forgiven first, the Forgiven book, album first.
Uh huh.
Because some things had to be taken care of. You know, not
That's
only
right.
that, but, you know, the other songs that you have in. So God was taking care of some internal type things. And, you know, I look back even, you know, at my life before I could go on further, there was some cleaning that had to be done. You know, some house cleaning, some things in
That's
order.
So right. Yes.
You know, he had to free me from some things before I could step out. You know,
that is
as you
so true.
Stepping out and moving forward. Hallelujah.
Yes.
And I even believe that who are on the line with us tonight, Amen. You prayed that prayer for forgiveness tonight and releasing out love and forgiveness for everyone, and I should have said including yourself. Amen.
That's right.
And
that's right.
And now you're ready to really step out and move forward. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen. I really believe that that's part of the purpose, not only to, you know, share forgiveness and share cleansing, you know, parts of songs and letting go of things so that we can move forward. All those things are all designed without trying to design it to be together.
Yes.
You know, that, you know, it was just how he gave me the song. It was in his plan without me my knowing that it was his plan. It was, I had to go through all those steps of forgiveness. I had to go through all those steps of really walking in faith and just really trusting God. I mean, and it was not easy. It was not easy to really trust him, to really say, okay, God, I'm going to step out of the water. And I'm not going to look around, but my focus is on you. Because if I look around, I'm going to stumble. I'm going to fall. But he taught me, I mean, step out of the boat. And that's what he's calling us to do. We have to have courage and boldness. And I wasn't always that way. And I still have some problems sometimes of being bold and just stepping out. But I'm finding myself saying, Lord, I trust you. I'm going to do this because you called me to do it. But I remember asking him, you know, why do I get so nervous when I get out on stage and sing? I sweat under my arms. I always have to go to the restroom because my stomach gets all funny. And I said, Lord, you called me to do this. Why am I going through this stuff? I said, okay, enough is enough. I trust you, Lord. You called me to do it. You're pushing me out there. I am going to be obedient, and I'm going to do it. And it's all about is faith. It's all about faith and just, you know, knowing what God has called you to do. So, anyway, amen.
Hallelujah.
Praise
amen.
God.
Amen. And you know, for him to, you know, well, thank God the boldness didn't come out of you, that it's his boldness. And then we keep going to him to get this boldness. You know, and then it's genuine boldness. You know, it doesn't come with pride or bully boldness or anything like that. It's a different kind of boldness when it comes from him. And, you know, earlier you were saying, you know, he has designed things. And you know, and we look up and say, wow, I didn't know we were going there. But hallelujah, I like where we've been and where we're going, God. You know,
that's right. That's right.
Because it's like organic, divinely organic, that the things that he's doing in us and through us is growing as we go.
Mm-hmm,
hallelujah.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And it's all in his divine plan. We don't all, every step by step, that's how come we have to trust him, because we don't know what we're doing. I have no idea.
Right.
You know, I don't know. I don't know who am I. You know what I mean? I don't know, you know, what, you know, I stopped asking why. I stopped asking why, because there's a song that a long time ago a friend of mine wrote for me called Why Me? Why Choose Me to Love? Why did you die for me? Why? But I just simply start saying, you know, he knows the plans that he has for us. What is that scripture that talks about? That's in my book somewhere, that he knows the plans that he has for us. Jeremiah 29:11. It says, for I know the thoughts that I think toward you, says the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end. He wants to bless us with those things. He wants us to be free so we can have those things, because he knows that the devil get us all twisted up and bound up, and, you know, you're carrying something that you've been carrying for years and years and years, and you still ain't let that go. You know, I'm talking to me. Mm-hmm. I'm not just talking to the audience. Are we still holding on to that? I said enough is enough, you know?
Yeah.
And sometimes I want to share this too, sis. there's one thing that this is one particular thing that kept on happening. Now, when you see this, God is really trying to tell you something. Now, listen to this. When you see the same exact thing happening over and over and over, and all of a sudden you said to yourself, I've been here before. When am I still going through this again? I've already been here. I've been here about 2 or 3 times or 9 times or 10 times. Haven't I learned something? What is? And then I asked the question. There was one thing that kept coming for the third time, and I said, Lord, what is this? Why am I still, why is this thing, same exact thing happening? And then I said, okay, Lord, now I'm saying I'm surrendering. Now, what are you really trying to tell me? What is it that I'm learning from this? You know, what is it that you want me to get out of this? And sometimes we hear him, but don't hear him, or we don't hear him at all because we're focused somewhere else, and that's what the devil wants, is for us to focus somewhere else so we don't hear him, hear his voice. And my prayer is always, Lord, let me hear your voice and see your face only, because I hear your voice, and I want to be like the sheep. You're the shepherd. I'm the sheep. When I hear your voice, I know it's yours. But when I hear a stranger's voice, I know not to go that way. So it's like, you know, that's, these things have always been just saturated on me. It just saturates me. And I've always keep this on the forefront. This is how I survive, is that, Lord, just I completely surrender to you. I want to hear your voice and see your face only. Don't let me hear a stranger's voice and follow it, you know. Don't get me distracted looking over here when I'm supposed to be looking there. I've looked at other people and what they were doing and how good they're successful they were, and how they're just, they just seem like they're in the limelight doing well. And the Lord said, wait a minute, bring it back in, sis. I'm right here in front of you. I'm right here. Mm-hmm. Don't look over there. Don't look to the left. Don't look to the right. You look at me. And I have a specific mantle on your life, and it ain't like everybody else's. You have one, Sister Kizzy. Everybody out there listening to my voice, you have a particular thing that God is calling you to do, and you must obey. You either gonna do it. You know, I wrote in my book, giving up is never an option. In 2 Corinthians 4:8-9, it says we are troubled on every side. You're gonna be troubled. We are, but not distressed. We are perplexed, but not in despair, persecuted, but not forsaken, cast down, but not destroyed. You know we got him. I mean, he's got us. He's got us, and we have to totally trust him. I'm going off now. I'm just rambling. Go ahead, sis. I know you have a
point.
You're
not rambling. Not rambling.
Okay.
You are starting for next week.
Oh, yeah, huh? Okay.
So,
Lord, that's right.
To preach on next week. Amen.
That's right. I'm ahead of myself.
Amen. To turn it over to you. So, you know, what we're going to do now, you know, praying as we were talking, we want to hear the song, I Will Wait. And Minister is on that. Not going to do it right now. We are going to close with that song. We're going to open up the lines now because we're done that about 20 minutes ago. So if you want to say anything, press your number one key. Thank you. Thank you, Pastor Price. I see you. We're going to open the line for Pastor Mom first. But if anyone, you know, your input is so important. If you were even by the any of the songs, by if anything that was said connected some dots for you, or was a confirmation to you, you know, even about forgiveness or whatever, being a child of God, any of that touched you today, the presence of the Lord touched you today, press your number one key. Share that with us, please. We want to hear from you. Praise God.
Amen.
I do have a text that talks about that. The Lord said, look at your text. Thank you, Minister Rachel. I see your text. I'll talk about that. Let me get to Pastor Mom first. Hopefully she's awake.
and ready. So we're going to open up the line. Get ready to pray for it, too. You know that.
Okay. All right. Okay.
Pastor Mom and Pastor Catherine?
Yes.
Hello. Is Pastor Mom away?
Well, she's about to go to sleep here, but you know when she heard her name, she woke up.
I know that look, too. Amen.
Bless her heart.
Hi, Pastor Mom. We love you.
Hi, Pastor Mom.
I love all of you all and love what all you about.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Thank you, Pastor Mom.
Thank you. Good to hear your voice.
Amen. Minister Jackie O is going to pray for you. I was trying to think of anything. She's been going through some coughing and a little swelling in her fingers for some odd reason. We need to check into that. But pray for her. You can pray.
Okay. Father God, I just thank you, Lord God, that you are the only true and living God. You are our healer. You are our deliverer. You are the great I am. Everything that we ever need. And right now at this moment, I want to pray for Pastor Mom, for her hands, for her swelling and everything that's going on inside her body. Lord God, only you can touch her and heal her and give her peace. Lord God, so I just thank you for your healing power upon her body in the name of Jesus. Such a blessing to hear her voice, Lord. And just, I just thank you for getting to know Pastor Mom, and we just give you glory for what you're going to do. We're looking for a great report. We're looking for a good report, a report of healing, that she's no longer going to feel any pain or anything anywhere, but that she is comfortable and that she is peaceful and that she is free. In the name of Jesus, we pray. We give you all the glory, and we expect a miracle in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you. Thank you,
Amen.
Pastor Kathy.
Thank you, Minister O'Kelly, for praying for Mom.
Amen.
I want to say I enjoyed your husband tonight, and I like to have his book also to suggest to give out to other people, maybe witness to. I was very impressed with the. And he talked about the tracks, and I kind of want to go back to the tracks again, because there are a lot of times when I'm at a driver window, and that sometimes the person that waits on me, they always say, "Well, what you coming from church? What church do you go to?" And you know you're in a rush. You're in a rush, and many times you can't go in. But if you just had a track, and I say, I think I'm going to try to look for me some more tracks so I can just give out to people.
That's right. They still have them. They definitely still have them. Yeah.
Amen. Because I was so impressed how he said he got saved. That's
Oh, yeah. And he's fiery, too.
Yes.
Amen.
I've enjoyed you all month long.
Amen.
But I praise God for the songs you said that goes along with the book. Now, when Apostle first got the book, I kind of scanned over it a little, but I think she wanted it the rest of the time. But so I guess she's saying, get your own book. So I did kind of look at it.
Okay. Yeah, you're going to need your own book, because you might want to mark in it, too, and highlight your how it's speaking to you. So
yeah.
I agree with that.
And I am so glad you all, you are apostle, and you just kind of stopped and talked about forgiveness some here tonight.
Yeah.
And that's what's really impressed on my heart. I have some relatives that I try to, that I'm God has asked me to kind of just send out scriptures on forgiveness. Because that's so important. If we could just get past that, I think we could be free. Praise
Amen.
God.
Amen. Okay. Amen.
So I'm not going to stay long, but I just enjoy so many of the things that you, there are lots of nuggets that you even give tonight. So I just want to say thank you, and God bless you and may prosper you here.
God bless you too, sister. Amen. So glad you were blessed. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Pastor Catherine and Pastor Mom. Love y'all.
Amen. Amen.
Okay, before we open the line for Pastor Price, Minister Rachel from New Jersey is saying, amen, amen. I agree with that divine God, almighty, everlasting forgiveness flowing through our hearts as our Lord Jesus Christ flows naturally in, because he is the author of genuine forgiveness, love, in the Lord Jesus Christ, holy. Amen, amen. In Jesus'
amen.
Name, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Minister. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Anyone else, if you are pressing your number one key, I don't see you. I'm going to open a line for Pastor Price. You know, if you are pressing your number one key, text me or something and let me know that you're pressing your number one key. Pastor Pure Line, praise God. Welcome.
Amen.
Amen. Services tonight.
Glory to God. I just thank God for you, Apostle Kizzy, and for this Get 'Em a radio program tonight, as well as for Minister Jackie O and her husband,
Amen.
Minister Keith. Did I say it right, Minister Keith?
Yes. Yes.
Minister Keith. And so I thank God for both of you all tonight. You know, as I said, your life is like a book. It's like a, you know, we're epistles that are read by all men. And so your life is like a book. And on this week, I got another chapter in that book. Glory to God. Hallelujah. What an awesome,
Amen.
Awesome ministry that the Lord has blessed you and your husband with. I want to say a couple of things tonight. One, I want to address about Minister Keith. I just thank God for him. I love seeing you all on your videos together, and I thought that was the most tremendous, mighty thing to see that. And just a beautiful, beautiful couple. I thank God for you all, and thank God for what he is doing in you all's life. And then I think about Brother Keith. Is he listening tonight? Minister Keith, is he listening?
Keith? You know, I'm upstairs.
Is he
downstairs?
Is he going to the other room? Because I wanted him to hear what I had to say. I just knew he might be in another room, but I wanted him to hear what I was getting ready to say to him tonight.
I can see if I can get him. Hold on.
Okay, but if not, you can tell him what I said. Okay. don't press yourself. So when I thought about him and I was listening to what he was saying, sometimes in our walk in the Lord, it really seems like, you know, I think about the ugly duckling story, about the ugly duckling but it really was a beautiful swan at the end. But the duckling had been raised by chickens, not chickens, by ducks. The swan had been raised, that egg was found, and when the duckling got with the others, they thought that that duckling was so very, very ugly. And then when she was able to get with one of her own kind, she realized she was a beautiful swan. Well, when I thought about it, that might not be a good analogy for this in this sense of this, because I'm sure not calling your husband ugly. What I was saying was that he seems to me, and I've seen this in my own self, is that we've been around people that may not look like the Christians sometimes are doing what they should do and going forth and all that they should do. And then God will once in a while put you around people that are actually doing what God has called them to do. You know, he's got a rhythm.
Amen.
And I believe that with Brother Keith, with Minister Keith, that he's, you know, he's been one of those ones like an Elijah, you know, that maybe he might be the only one, but he said, I got 7,000 that have not bowed their knee to Baal. And so what it ends up being is that God's got an army God's got an army. I just want to encourage him and thank God for what he's doing, for what he's doing in his life. I know I have a son, one of my sons, Anthony, and Anthony is now, I think, 61 years old, but he used to be to the place where he didn't even think nobody was saved. Nobody was really serving God. All the churches were bad. Ain't no churches doing. But the Lord come and say, Helen, I know how to handle my business. And when God sent me around the world, and said caused me to go all the way around the world, I saw people in countries that you wouldn't have never thought would have been saved. I mean, when I was in Japan, the most wonderful Christian community in Japan, and when I got to Hong Kong, oh, they were just, it was just amazing, some of the things I saw. And then in other parts of the world, I remember coming into London and seeing the Christians dance and the Christians dancing in the spirit and having a wonderful time in the things of the Lord. And so God's got remnants like your husband, Brother Keith, Minister Keith, that are going forth. And I'm thankful for the book that he wrote because it is needful. He's telling us the statistics of what they're seeing and what's actually being seen going on. And then God said, but in the midst of all of those statistics, in the midst, God said, I've got an army. And they're marching through this land with deliverance is their song and healing in their hand, everlasting joy with gladness in their heart. That's a song. And in this army, I've got a part. So I was thankful for him. I'm thankful. I see his heart for evangelism. That's no criticism. The thing was is that I believe tonight he got around some other swans like himself that really love the Lord, that really are out there witnessing when we can. I've been guilty that they'll tell me, you know, you don't want to go places with me really sometimes, because if I'm going somewhere, I'm going with the eye that Lord use me, as my mama's song is, my mom's song is, use me, Lord, in your service. Use me, yeah. Lord, in your service. I love to hear her sing that song. Use me in your service. And that's what God is doing. So I just want to encourage Brother Minister Keith, our heart tonight, that there are some people he's run up on in this time that really, really love the Lord and are out there. Yeah. When the Lord called me, I say this, and I'm going to come to the part I wanted to say with you tonight. I was looking at that when God told me back way back in 1981, I don't know how many, that's about 41 years ago and a little bit over that, the Lord said, I want you to go around the world for me, Helen. And he said, well, I want you to go around the world for me, and he wanted me to be a witness for him. And he began to get me prepared in the Word, as Minister Keith says, that people that don't read the Word, he said, I can't send you out as a little fluff. I've got to send you with my word on the inside of you. So he began to take and set me apart for his purpose and his plan. So I thank God that God's been having people, and I really just love, I mean, there was a time before my husband went to be with the Lord. He said, Helen, we only been together half the time because I had been out. But I believe that that's been a part of his legacy, too, to be there. God will often have ones that have different kinds of things on their lives. So I just want to thank God for Minister Keith and for the anointing on him to win souls. And may he yet be used by God as a witness in this earth realm, in Jesus' name. And know that there are others just like him who are on fire for the Lord and want to go forth in the things of God. And then I want to come to you now. But I wanted to say that. Then I want to come to you, and I thank God so much for you, Minister Jackie O. I thank God for all of the talents and that you allow me to use those talents and those abilities. And many times what God does is he takes his very best. His very best, ones who love him with all their heart, their mind, their soul, their strength. Yeah, they may have some flaws, as you say, and may mess up, but yet still he uses us, and he can say, I can trust that I can put them in this, and that they're looking for me to get the glory. Even though it might not seem like it's blown up, and other people may look like they're doing all kinds of things and all kind of this and that, but who are we doing it for? Who are we doing that for? I thought
That's
about
right.
When today the Lord told me, he said, I want you to do a radio broadcast today. He said, now you don't have somebody that's over you telling you you need to go in there and broadcast today. He said, you don't have anybody over you that's telling you to get on this job and do what I ask you to do. When he asked me to make recordings, my daughters were out. He said, this is the time. Do your recordings and make your recordings today. So I was being obedient to the Lord. So I thank God for that. Well, I tell you, Minister Jackie, there are eternal things that are involved in your life, in your artwork. Somebody's going to, just like they did Jean-Basquiat. You know who Basquiat is? You know what I'm talking about? You know what I'm talking about, Jean-Michel Basquiat? You know who I'm talking about?
No. Is that an artist?
Yeah, he's an artist, and his artwork sells for millions of dollars now. He's been gone a long time, young man. If you ever get a chance, I think it's Basquiet. B-A-S, I think I'm spelling it. Might be spelling it wrong. But you, if you put in his name as an artist, Basquiat, you'll see it. And when I was in college, that's when I first learned about him and all the things that he was going through. But then let me get to the point of where I was saying that. In the midst of all this that God has called us to do, and especially those of us who are getting to a certain age, where we're getting to a certain age and it looks like things, but God said, keep on. Keep on. I'm going to keep you. I'm going to use you in my service. Continue to work as much as you can in the spirit to do what I've given you to do, whether it be your, I thank God, whether it be your artwork, whether it be your music, because even I keep looking at ones who were 400 years ago. I mean, 300 years ago. Some of their things are just not, I'm not just talking about in artwork, but in their writings. One of the people I think he just celebrated 500 years is Martin Luther, not Martin Luther King, but Martin Luther, who he was named after Martin Luther. Martin Luther King was named after this Martin Luther, but his writings are still there. So then I come to the point of what the Holy Spirit put on my heart. He said it was very strategic at this point that you were here on Get 'Em Radio at this particular time and this particular time of your life. When I stayed in California for 37 years, bear with me now, I stayed in there for 37 years, and God sent me from California, living in Los Angeles for 37 years, and sent me to Memphis, Tennessee. I didn't know what to do. I didn't know how to do. I didn't know if I was going to still be pastoring. I didn't know what direction the Holy Spirit was leading me into. And then I was asked to come and be on Get 'Em Radio, even though Apostle is my natural sister, we have the same mama, but yet I did not have the direction, and she had me on there for a month. By the end of the month, God began to download me the direction that I was to go into, and we began the church here in Memphis, Tennessee, which is Memphis Covenant Faith Church. Glory to God. For a little while, he said, I'm going to let you call it Memphis Covenant Faith Baptist Church. He said, because I wanted you to come in as a Baptist at first because of the fact I've been non-denominational in California. But then he said, and then after a certain period of time, we've been here now 10 years, he went back to Memphis Covenant Faith Church. And so we've been going forth in what God has called us to do. I see him in the spirit catapulting you to the next level.
Oh,
I felt that anointed. I felt that. Hallelujah.
Oh, my God.
He's catapulting you to that next place, letting you know how valuable you are to him. And even though it may have looked like you've been hid in the cleft of the rock, he saves his very best for last. The last shall be first and the first shall be last. He's got you ready. Seasoned. Hallelujah. Roots deep. Now, where you and your husband are a dynamic duo, a team that can go forth in him and in his word, you're prepared. Both you and your husband are now prepared for such a time as this. May it become so crystal clear to you. May it become so crystal clear to you the purpose, the plan, the destiny. And may you know it's not going to be as in former times now, where it may seem like you get to a certain point and then, the brakes were put on. Because it's almost like a grand crescendo. He said, I've gotten you ready for such a time as this. You're his Esther now. And he said, expect me to do some great and mighty things in your life. So I thank God for you. I'm expecting great and mighty things. I thank God again, Apostle, for you and for Get 'Em Radio. Because of you, many have been. You'll see when you get to heaven, some people are going to come up and say, thank you. Thank you so much. You say, well, what happened? I was catapulted to the next dimension because of God using you there on Get 'Em Radio.
Wow.
So God bless you. Send much love to you. Send much love to you, Minister Jackie O, and to my sister and all the saints in their respective places. And I'm through now.
Wow.
God bless you.
Wow. Praise God.
Thank you, sister.
Praise God.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Amen.
Oh, my goodness. You know, I received that word. In fact, I wanted to say, I took my phone downstairs, and my husband did hear what you said, sister. I ran downstairs so he can hear that, because there's no way I can tell him everything that you said, because that was. So I said, I'm gonna run down here. I don't know if he's gonna hop back on or not. He's down.
He's on.
You know, is he on?
Yeah, he's on.
You can tell he's okay. Good. So he did hear what you said, sister. And then I also want to tell you too. I believe you heard from the Lord, because something happened to me today, and it's not even at the end of the month yet. But I'm going to share that. I don't know if I should share it now or not, but something happened that you're confirming that God is getting ready to catapult me off into a different level of what I'm doing. So I'll share that later. But I'm confirming what you said, that just today the Lord downloaded something in my spirit to do, a direction. But when he does that, I like to wait and listen.
Yeah.
So for further instruction, when to go, when not to go, where to go, where not to go, you know. So I just wanted to just tell you that I receive it in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen. God bless you, precious woman of God. Y'all have a blessed night. I'm going back on mute.
Okay.
Amen.
God
thank
bless
you. Christ. Praise God.
Thank you.
Amen. And we do understand, you know, thank you for that confirmation. And, you know, but we understand about holding it. You know, the Blessed Mother Mary hid the word in her heart. Amen. Amen. Sometimes we got to hide it in our heart and release it later. Okay.
Amen.
So we have Reverend Treva from California. Amen.
Oh.
Anyone else? I don't see anyone else with your number one key pressed. So press your number one key if you want to say anything. Welcome, Reverend Treva.
Hello, good evening. I just, you know, I wanted to say I really enjoyed this. You and your husband, I've enjoyed your testimony, and I just thank God for tonight, and it ministered to my heart. I had to take a call, and I missed, well, I heard the first, I missed about maybe 15 minutes, but then I was able to get back on and hear the rest, and everything is beautiful, and I just thank God. Encouraged my heart.
Amen. Thank you so much, sister.
You're welcome.
God bless you. God bless you. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you, Reverend Treva.
Amen.
Okay. don't see any other number one keys pressed. Hallelujah. So we are getting ready to close. I'll try to keep my eye on the number one, on the board in case you press your number one key before we go. But right now what we're going to do is I want to tell you about what's going on our Get 'Em Radio family of broadcasts. And then we will have Sir Jackie O come back with closing remarks and Minister Keith come back with the closing prayer. And then we want to play the last song that has Minister Jackie O and Minister Keith singing together. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Tonight. And it's, the name of the song is I Will Wait. So we're going to wait on that.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. So, okay. So rest yourself a few moments while we talk about the Get 'Em Radio family of broadcast. Hallelujah. And so, praise God. Our family of broadcast, we have five different broadcasts in our Get 'Em Radio family of broadcast. On Sunday, we have church service with the East St. Louis Christian Center Church, where Pastor Mom is our senior pastor. Praise God.
And she's more awake on Sunday morning. Amen. It's still a yes sweet. Amen. So Sunday morning, 11 a.m. Central, 12 noon Eastern. This Sunday, I'm still working on a series. I preach the third and fourth Sundays of the month. Pastor Mom preaches the second Sunday. And we have tag team preaching on the first Sunday of the month. It is so good. So what we're talking about is we're talking about salvation and the process of sanctification. Hallelujah. And we've been on sanctification for a minute now. And this week we're going to be talking about reality. Praise God. Last week we talked about identity. This week we talk about reality. Because in this sanctification process, we have a different reality than the rest of the world. We have to, because we're in the world and not of the world. Praise God. So then on Mondays, we have Bible teaching. And our Bible teacher is Dr. Lorraine Nabarro from Ohio. She teaches us how to dig into the Word of God. Praise God. As she digs into the Word of God. Amen. So and we call it Lunch with Lorraine, Discovering God's Hidden Treasures, every Monday, 12 noon Central, 1 p.m. Eastern. And all you do is dial the same phone number. Wherever you are, you're having some lunch, turn your phone on, put your earplug in, whatever. And, get some Bible teaching. Hallelujah. We don't open the lines on Mondays. I think that's the only broadcast that we don't open the lines. And so it's really good teaching. She's teaching about wells and bushes. Wells and bushes. They really go together. Amen. So this Monday or every Monday, 12 noon Central, 1 p.m. Eastern. And then on Tuesdays is our prayer time. We call it Praying in Tongues Tuesday. So on Tuesday at 2 p.m. Central, 3 p.m. Eastern, we pray in tongues. We have four people who volunteer to pray in tongues for about 15 minutes at a time. And then after we finish praying in tongues, we have interpretation of tongues, which end up being prophecy, okay? And God is speaking, glory to God, in an awesome way. On Wednesdays, just the second Wednesday of every month, on the second Wednesday of every month, we have our healing service, and we call it Prophetic Healing with Elder Philip Harkey and his wife, Minister Linda, and myself, and the healing community, and we pray for people to be healed. The next time we're going to have prophetic healing will be Wednesday, April the 13th, 8 p.m. Central, 9 p.m. Eastern. So mark your calendar, set your cell phone alarms, and please let people know. There were 11 healings the last time we had the broadcast. God was healing all over the place. Hallelujah. And actually, it was more than that because we prayed after we got off the line, and there was another one. So we can definitely say 12 healings on that night. So just awesome. So please let people know, yes, God is sending his word even over the phone, and people are getting healed. Amen. And then we have our Thursday edition of Get 'Em Radio, and that's what you're listening to right now. We're every Thursday, 9 p.m. Central, 10 p.m. Eastern, with a myriad of topics, that the Lord has given to us. Now, this next Thursday coming up is going to be Minister Jackie O. She started preaching tonight real good. So she's just going to be able to cut loose on next Thursday, 9 p.m. Central, 10 p.m. Eastern. Hallelujah. So, and we're looking forward to that as well. Praise God. So we're going to go back to Minister Jackie.
and Minister Jackie O for closing remarks. And then we'll go to her husband for closing prayer. And if he has a couple of remarks, we'll hear those as well. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Well, once again, I'm just so grateful and thankful that that I get to, you know, share what God has put inside of me. And I'm just excited about what he's going to do in the near future or in his timing. And I'm so grateful that Sister Kizzy, that for your program and how you're providing a platform for people to be able to talk about things and you know, and then not only that, you have the natural, first natural, then spiritual. You have your natural stuff going on with how we can learn different things about life, and then we talk the spiritual. So I'm just so grateful for your platform and everything that you're doing. I know that God is going to even bless it even more tremendously. I pray that there is something that was said tonight that you would receive. And I know forgiveness is a huge topic, huge. And I mean, that's something that you can talk about a few times because it everybody, I believe, 100%, if it's not 99.9% of people are dealing with that in some sort of way, whether it's a small way, a big way, different levels of unforgiveness, or knowing that you're forgiven for what you've done in life. So it works both ways. So I'm so grateful, Apostle Kizzy, that the Lord led you to just stay on that for a little bit, because there's definitely more to be talking, you know, to be spoken about forgiveness. So that's my closing remarks. I'm so grateful to you. I love you as my sister. I'm so glad I found a new friend. and I just pray that it doesn't end on the 31st, but we'll stay connected. And that's it. So I'm done with that. Thank you again.
Me too. I pray that we stay connected as well. And please feel free when you write another book. How do they say it? Drop another CD or album or whatever they say.
You're right.
Yeah. You know, let us know about it. And if it's okay, periodically we'll play your music.
Oh, please do.
You know, as we're led to do it, and we'll tell people, this is Minister Jackie O'Kelly. You can find her, you know. Tell us before we let you go, how can people find you? How can they get to your music? Tell us that.
Okay, well. Well,
and your books and your art.
Yes, with the book, you can always go to Amazon.com and make sure you put in the correct name, Jacqueline O'Neill Kelly, Stepping Out, Moving Forward, Songs and Devotions book. I don't know if the Forgiven book is in there. If you're interested in the Forgiven book, we have some in stock here at the house, and we also have the books here at the house. So you can email me at Jackie O dot Kelly, and make sure you put the EY on Kelly, at Gmail music, Jackie O dot Kelly music at gmail.com. If you want to order anything through us, or you can go to amazon.com, and we'd have to get the link to send it to you, Sister Kizzy. If we need to do that, my music is on YouTube. So that's how you can get it. And let me see. And my husband, when he comes on, he may think of something that I didn't think of, that I can't think of right now. But that you can always email me, and I can get you information about the books, CDs, artwork, everything, if you email me.
Okay. Great.
Great.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you. I've had so much fun with you. We're not done yet. We got another week together.
Yeah.
So praise. yeah, we do. Amen.
Amen. Minister Keith.
Amen. So Jackie O. Kelly Music.
Yeah.
Jackie O. Kellymusic at gmail.com. And you can look up on Facebook. Jackie's on Facebook. She is Jacqueline O'Neill Kelly. Jackie O. Kelly. And you can look at our, we have a website, wewillgo.space. Wewillgo.space.
Yes,
we really
tell them about our ministry together. Tell them about it.
Yeah,
what I didn't
we have
mention.
A ministry.
It's real
Kelly
quick.
Ministry International, in which we minister together. For the longest, I was Jackie's manager, and
right.
We decided to, and that's another story how the Lord showed me that I was kind of missing the boat. There's things I needed to be doing, for the kingdom.
Right.
Not just manager, but being a part of ministry.
Right.
Show me that. And so please, we will go, all one word, we will go dot faith. There's other we will go.
Wait,
dot
what's that?
What's
after the dot?
We,
I'm not recognizing that. We
faith.
Will go dot, spell it for me.
Faith.
Faith.
F is in front, A is in apple, I is in Isaac. T is in Tom, H is in heaven.
Faith.
Oh,
like
faith.
Faith in God. Yeah,
the substance
faith in God.
Of faith, hope for, the
yeah.
evidence of not seen.
Okay, gotcha.
Okay, faith. Yeah. So that's our ministry together. That's our ministry together. And I can get, that's our ministry together.
Heavenly
Amen.
Father, Lord.
Okay.
Thank you for your word. Thank you for your promises. Thank you for the blood of Jesus Christ for the remission of our sins. Thank you for the power of the Holy Ghost, the victory that we have. Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus, build a wall of fire around each and every one of us and all they that call your name in sincerity, God. Lord, the brothers and sisters all over the world, God, that some are running and hiding and sneaking and some are being threatened, their lives being threatened because they preach your word or they talk about Jesus. God, give us that boldness here in America. Let us not be mealy-mouthed or worried about what people think and think that we're preaching the hate gospel when we're bringing them the love of Christ. We're telling them the truth of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Lord, let us always speak the truth. Let us not water it down. Let us not change. Let us not be worried. My God, let us never resort or never just back up. Lord, let's always be assertive and aggressive for the gospel of Jesus Christ. Lord God, let us be strong witnesses of the kingdom of God. Bless us as we go our way. Bless this show. Bless Sister Kizzy. Lord, bless my wife. All those that are listening, God, bless them, God. Keep us, God. Thank you for your mercy, for your forgiveness. Thank you for everything you've done for us. We can do nothing without you. Nothing. We're lost. As Paul said, I count all that stuff as dung that I might win Christ.
Yeah. Thank you, Lord.
We're nothing without you. We know we need you. Lord, bless us as we go our way, as we sleep. Bless our sleep. And everything that we put our hands to do, God bless it in the mighty name of Jesus, I pray. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. We're now with I Will Wait with Minister Keith and Minister Jackie O. Praise God. Have a blessed rest of the God. Love you all.
Love you.
shall renew their strength. They shall mount upon wings as
teach me.